Welcome to the podcast. I'm Sharon from Listen to This with Cliff and Sharon, and we want to share some great stories with you.
That's right. They could be funny, they could be emotional, they could be touching, they could be absolutely crazy. All of them, great stories that we're happy to share with you right now.
Listen up, everybody.
I'm all ears.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen.
Oh, my God.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
I don't believe this.
I don't know how committed you are to whatever random fetish that you have, but I can tell you that you're nowhere close to this woman. Let me first say, I don't know why we're hearing about this, but the fact that we are, I think, Sharon, you need to tell the story.
Well, look.
I'm just backing away.
I think when you find your passion in life, my husband, Richard, always has said to his son, who's like 26 now, mm-hmm. find what you love to do and you'll never have to work a day in your life. If you can find your passion and harness mm-hmm. that, then, you know, it's good. So this woman has found, she's in Atlanta, Georgia, and she has just quit her job so that she can focus on her passion, which happens to be breastfeeding her boyfriend.
There you go.
And there you have it. Jennifer hasn't had a baby in 20 years, but she was recently reading about something called adult breastfeeding relationships, and something just clicked in her. She said, when I
clicked,
I read,
or snapped.
Yeah, wait, snapped. Yeah, I think you're right. Snapped. There goes her sanity. She said, I read about this bond that breastfeeding could create between two people, and I thought, well, I want that. Why can't I do that? So she reached out to her ex-boyfriend and said, hey, listen, what do you think about if I breastfed you? How would you be with that? And he's 36, and he went, oh, why not? I'll give it a whirl. So they got back together, and she quit her bartending job so that she can nurse him every 2 hours. And she says she really has to do it that often to trick her body into letting her milk flow again. According to this website about this stuff, it can take months before that actually happens.
You know, if people have an issue with women breastfeeding in public and on public buses and transit, just imagine what's going to happen the first time these two.
She breastfeeds him in public.
That's just exactly.
Does she change his diaper as well?
Oh,
I mean,
geez.
God.
Listen.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, making you sound more interesting at the dinner table.
Four. Well, congratulations to Hubert Evans, who earned his bachelor's degree in liberal studies from Medgar Evers College. So where is that? That's somewhere in Brooklyn, right?
Yeah.
What's the big deal about Hubert Evans earning his bachelor's degree? Well, the guy's 87 years old.
Isn't that great? And he was just honored with a private ceremony. He works as a campus safety officer at Brooklyn College, and he was attending classes full time. He's a father of 7. He's a grandfather of 11, and now he says, you know, that's great. I've got my degree. Now I'm going for a master's. You love it, and I love it. His grandchildren don't love it. They're watching all their inheritance fly away. This college doesn't pay for itself, right? Grandpa, don't do it.
Listen
to this
with Cliff and Sharon.
You ever hear a story that is bizarre, unusual, the perspective may be coming from out of left field, but somehow you have a connection to it. Somehow you can go, yeah, I kind of get that.
I can see how that might happen.
Yeah, this isn't one of them.
Well, I hope not. Good Lord, I think I know you well enough to know that you would not identify with this in any way.
No.
There were a couple of guys in Russia, and they're friends, and they were having a few drinks last week, as Russians do, and they decided to, a few drinks in, bottle down or whatever, hey, let's get out a measuring tape, let's get out a ruler and see who has got the biggest woohoo. Mm-hmm. So they did, and the younger guy won. And the 52-year-old did not take it well. In fact, he took it so badly, took it as such a personal affront, that he grabbed an axe that just happened to be nearby, hit his friend over the head with it to knock him out, and then used it to chop off his...
Come on.
Yes. Now who's has got the bigger one, right? Oh, my God. So, obviously, he was arrested, and he's looking up to 8 years in prison, and whether... We don't even know whether the other guy was able to have his reattached or not.
Oh, God.
Can you... I can't even imagine using an axe for that kind of surgery. It seems like you need something a little smaller, a little more precise.
Can you stop talking about it?
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just thinking about it logically. You'd be hacking. I tell you what, though. Subject. Imagine this guy in prison. He has got instant credibility. What are you in for? Oh, I cut off a man's dick with an axe. Okay, then. Leaving you well alone.
Listen to this with Cliff and Sharon. The other side of the news.
Three things that don't go well together. A Polish nightclub owner, vodka, and a real tank. Nothing good is going to happen here.
Oh, God. This is kind of funny, actually. There was a nightclub owner in Poland, and he was practicing tank driving because he had a party coming up at his venue, and it was had a military theme. So he had this howitzer, and he was just driving it. I mean, if you had access to a tank, you'd drive it around the parking lot, too. I mean, it'd be a pretty cool thing to drive around, wouldn't it?
Sure.
I mean,
sure. Who wouldn't want to get in? You're the boss. You can do anything you want.
Exactly.
Sure.
And so the club that he owns, Club Mono, live streamed a video showing the owner of the club practicing driving the tank around the dirt field outside the club. And the video ends after about 15 minutes when the tank crashes into the entrance of the club.
Right into the front door. Right, he doesn't even try to. I mean, you've got to be thinking he's in there pushing the lever forward or however you drive a tank, going, "Oh my God,
oh my
turn
God,
left,
yeah,
turn
yeah,
right,
or
do
stop
something.
Or something." Oh my God. And it turned out he wasn't even, you know, he might have had a vodka or two, but he certainly wasn't drunk at the time of the accident. It just kills me. I can just imagine the horror as the building is looming up and he can't turn the jolly thing around. I have to think that the next country that tries to take over Poland is not going to have to struggle too much. They're not going to have that much of a fight on their hands, are they? I'm just saying.
Listen to this.
With Cliff and Sharon, all these stories are true. Even the names haven't been changed.
Okay, conventional wisdom says that mechanics are more likely to try to rip off women customers than men, since they, I guess, assume women don't know anything about cars. I mean, how sexist is that hypothetical mechanic at this point, right? Do people really still think this way? Is that the way you feel?
I do feel like any time I have to get my car fixed, I would rather not be the one to take it in. We've got pretty good mechanics in this town, so I don't feel really bad. But in the past, I've thought, I do feel that I could be taken advantage of because, frankly, I don't know anything mechanical about how the car works. And I think most chicks probably don't. I think that's a fair assumption.
Well, get this. It turns out it's not true because a new study found that mechanics actually charge men more than women for the exact same repairs.
I don't know how this is even possible. If you thought, you know, that was the end of sexism, it's not even close. The theory for why women get lower prices is that they flirt with the guys at the garage to get a better deal.
Have you done that?
No.
Come on.
No. I don't think I have.
There it is. You don't think you have. You don't think you have. You don't think you... See, there's one exception to all of this, though. Blondes, the average woman gets charged less than the average man, but blonde women get charged more than anybody else.
That's not fair.
I know.
Yeah, that's not fair. In the study, redheads and brunettes were quoted $89 for installing new brake pads. Men were quoted $107, and blondes were quoted $112.
Wow.
No wonder I'm justified in feeling, you know, that I could be taken advantage of. I need to work on my flirt.
Yeah, or you got to
buy a wig.
Your
hair. Yeah,
exactly.
Listen to this
with Cliff and Sharon. Subscribe to the podcast on Audioboom, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Pocket Cast, and iTunes. This has been a Bytes.com production.